Why did Krishna have to use six kinds? Here it says six kinds of various semi-true or atheistic philosophies, starting with Kama Mimamsa, to convince the Vrajavasis to stop Indra's worship and to instead engage in Govardhan worship. Krishna could have just directly asked them to worship Lord Narayana, who is the source of everything. They were already attached to Lord Narayana instead of the demigods. Well, the very fact that they're going to worship Indra means they were also attached to worshiping Indra. Although in their religious activity, you could say they worship Narayana. But then you could say, well, why didn't Krishna just program them to do what he says? When Arjuna was feeling despondent before the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna could have just touched him on the head and zapped him with spiritual knowledge. Why did he speak the whole Bhagavad Gita? When Brahma stole the cowherd boys, Krishna appeared to be bewildered. Before that, all the cows had wandered away. Krishna could have just pulled them all back just by his wish. So if you say, well, Krishna could have done this or could have done that, yeah, he could have, he can do whatever he likes. But if everything's so straightforward and stereotyped, then where's the fun? There's no leela. Okay, now I'll tell you a little bit of a nonsense story about a movie that was made in America. Or maybe it was a TV show, I don't know. But anyway, I heard this related by His Holiness Bhaktivedya Purna Swami. So in this movie there's a real bad guy, a gangster. And he gets shot dead. So you see him, you know, with all red dye spattered all over his shirt. Okay, then he's supposed to be dead. It's a movie. Okay, so the next scene, you see him waking up, feeling very healthy. And they're all beautiful girls, all there to serve him. And they say, well, what do you want to do? He said, well, I could enjoy one of you, then maybe I'll go for a ride in a sports car. He said, okay, which kind of sports car do you want? And in this way, whatever he wanted, it was all available to him. I'm paraphrasing a bit here, I can't remember exactly, it doesn't really matter. So, then he liked gambling, so he would often go to the gambling casino. And every time he played, he would win. And so life went wrong like this for a little time. So one time he was in the gambling casino and winning and winning and winning, and he turned to one of the beautiful girls and said, I never thought that heaven would be so boring. And beautiful girl looks at him and says, what makes you think this is heaven? In other words, if there's no challenge, there's no struggle, there's nothing unexpected, then everything becomes extremely dull and unexciting. So Krishna Leela is full of all kinds of unexpected things. Which Krishna does. He's a very unpredictable kind of person. And which are orchestrated by his Leela Shakti. His potency for making everything fun. So, we can ask why in relationship to Krishna's Leela from the standpoint of rasa, not, but from this point of tattva, it doesn't really make any sense. There's tattva gyan. First of all, we should understand tattva gyan. That means to understand what is the difference between spirit and matter. That is the beginning of tattva gyan. What is spirit and what is matter? This Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapo nalo vayo kang mano buddhirevacha ahankara ityang me bhina prakriti ashtadha. Everything that is composed of these eight elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, they comprise Krishna's separated energy. So, and aparayam itastranyang prakritiṃ vidhi me param jiva bhutaṃ mahābhāho yedam dhāryate jagat. The superior energy is the jivas who make the world go on. So that is the beginning of tattva gyan. Aramba. Then we have to understand who is God, who is Bhagavan. What is our relationship with him? And that is all described in summary in Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita leads us into Srimad Bhagavatam, where there is more description of Tattva Gyan. In more detail. But there's also Rasa Gyana. Vayam Tuna Vitripra Yama Uttama Shloka Vikrame Tat Shrinvatam Rasa Gyanam Swadu Swadu Pade Pade. The sages at Naimisharanya said to Suta Goswami that hearing about the topics of Krishna, the topics of rasa, spiritual, tasty juice, how to explain it, we are not satisfied. We want more and more and more. By hearing about the extraordinary exploits of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we're not satisfied. We're not satisfied means that it's so attractive that we can't get enough of it. We want more and more and more. So by hearing that we get rasa jnana, knowledge of rasa. Which we desire to taste at every step, every moment. So first we have to understand who is Krishna, what is our relationship with him. But that is not simply a philosophical understanding. We have to enter into the spirit of service. And serving Krishna, it's not like being in the army. Or even being in an office, for that matter. Especially, of course, Krishna has various forms, but especially Krishna in his original form, in Vrindavan, is very playful. And from his playful activities, there's always the devotees who are with him always experience a profusion of rasa. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives Tattva Gyan, it also gives Rasa Gyan. And topics which hearing them, we also, even though we are not present personally, but we taste the rasa. So when we ask in Krishna Leela about Krishna Leela, why did Krishna do this? Why did Krishna do that? In many cases, the topics, they are, so to speak, beyond Tattva Gyana. The Tattva Gyana is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and He's the Supreme Enjoyer. And especially in Vrindavan, what he does is just for the pleasure of himself and his devotees. So that's as far as Tattva Gyan goes concerning all this. But then there's also rasa jnana. You can, devotees who are highly expert in these topics, and that expertise comes not just from some brain power, but by personal appreciation of these topics, by purity in devotional service. So they may analyze according to rasa jnana. That, for instance, why did Krishna leave the Rasa Lila? So, according to Rasa Vichar, or that acharyas have explained, to increase the anxiety, the feeling of separation of the gopis, and that increased their love for him. So that when Krishna did eventually reunite with them, then their happiness was even more. So although Krishna, in dissuading Nanda Maharaj from performing the Indra Yajna, spoke Tattva Gyan, but actually it was perverse Tattva Gyan. it's to be, all this is to be understood from the platform of Rasa Gyan.
Krishna Nanda Maharaja Indra Valibadadan Nirutaradukaga Muyarchi Pannapodu Appa Avar Tattva Gyanam Maari Thondra Kudiyadu Pesnar Aanal Tattva Gyanam Illa Adu Thiripadendra Oru Tattva Gyanam Idu Ellame Rasa Gyanathinude Tarathalana Kudukolapada Mudiyum.
And it can only be understood from the platform of Rasa Gyana why Krishna talks nonsense.
Krishna Niye Appadi Avadha Pesnar Abdingiradha Rasa Tarathula Rasa Gyanathinude Tarathalana Kudukolapada Mudiyum.
In dissuading Nanda Maharaj from performing Indra Yajna, Krishna spoke the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, which is atheism.
Krishna Nanda Maharajara Indra Pujayilandu Nirudhanam Abdingiradhukaga Pesinapodu Avar Karma Mimamsathai Eduthu Vachu Pesinar Adu Oru Nathigam.
And we shouldn't accept that as being factual or something that we should follow. And Krishna said it, and it's in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is to be understood that Krishna, when he's speaking to Nanda Maharaj, it's not the same as him speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. But ultimately Krishna, he did speak the real reason and the best reason that we should instead worship Govardhan.
Krishna